Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
A woman is in the hospital after shooting in a motel in South Raleigh. Coming up, I'll tell you more about her condition.
Today we have a level one risk for severe storms. I'll show you when to expect those where you are. And today is the day people from across the globe will be right here in Chapel Hill for the 2023 FC Series with Chelsea versus Wrexham. I'll explain everything you need to know ahead of the big event. And you have a few more hours left to get your Powerball ticket ahead of tonight's billion-dollar drawing. You still have a chance. I know earlier Jeff was saying he's a multi-time loser so far. Yeah. So maybe he'll be a winner tonight. You don't know.
Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah. But
I am obviously with millions of others who have ended up in the same boat. But it comes around again.
It does.
Times two with both the biggies. I'm Jeff Hogan. Good to have you with us.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. All right, we got to get to weather. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner tracking a level one severe risk for really all of us today.
Yeah, changing up the pattern today. Back to some afternoon and evening thunderstorms. That level one risk for today is for the whole state. Of course, that includes all of our viewing area as well. Let's jump on out and take a look at radar. It's been a fairly interesting morning for us. We've seen some scattered showers and thunderstorms back around Charlotte and up north into Virginia. The ones in Virginia are not headed our way, but we're starting to see a little bit of light rain showing up on the radar here across parts of Chatham, Lee, and Moore County. We'll zoom in and you can see some of that moving across Carthage, Sanford, and up towards Siler City. We're not likely to see this lingering too long across the area, but a few light showers there as we get through the next couple of hours, and then potentially a break around lunchtime, and then into the afternoon, a few scattered storms pop up. This is the newest run of this version of the model, and at 4 o'clock, there are a few cells that start to pop up to the north. The coverage for us today is really pretty minimal. One or two of these storms could produce some wind damage, but it's not going to be something that is going to be widespread for us today. I know a lot of folks are interested in whether or not we'll see any storms there at the Chelsea-Wrexham game. Our potential for that is minimal, but it's not zero. So download your WRAL weather app, and you can set it to alerts, and you'll know what's coming your way. All right, take a look at tomorrow, a level one and a level two risk for severe storms. It's level two down in the Sandhills, and so we'll talk about the timeline for that coming up. That's a little bit earlier in the day. And then, of course, we're still watching our air quality. That was our big story with weather yesterday. We're back now to code yellow, and that is our forecast through the afternoon for the whole state. 80 degrees right now, some cloud cover across downtown Raleigh, and some haze. Most of the haze that we'll see today is because our dew point is so high. There is a lot of moisture in the atmosphere, maybe a little bit of lingering smoke, but mostly just that humidity hanging around. Our temperature climbs into the low 90s for this afternoon. The heat index will feel like 101. Brian?
Elizabeth, it is 8:03, and we are watching a crash over on the western side of Wake County on Highway 64 around Jenks Road and Richardson Road. This is on the west side of Apex. See some heavy delays on that eastbound side of 64 coming in from the Chatham County line back toward Jenks Road. Need to allow some extra time there as they work to get that cleared up. Still have these delays on 885 southbound in Durham with a crash between the 147 merge down toward Ellis Road. You can see by the time you get to Ellis Road, traffic is flowing freely, but right there around the 147 merge, we are seeing delays, about a 4-minute backup on 885 southbound coming in from I-85. And there is going to be a little bit of a delay on 147 southbound approaching the 885 merge area coming in from the Briggs Avenue interchange back down toward 885. These incidents here in Raleigh, I just checked all of these. They are mostly disabled vehicles or minor crashes. I'm not seeing any delays with those. And as we take a look at the sensors around Wake County, our major routes are holding up pretty nicely. A little bit of a backup perhaps on 87 southbound around Smithfield Road. By the time you hit 540, though, it looks good heading toward 440. And coming in from Wake Forest, a little bit of a slowdown on southbound Capitol Boulevard around Durant Road.
All right, thanks, Brian. Breaking news, we have just confirmed that a State Department of Transportation contractor was hit and killed by a car while picking up litter. This all happened yesterday morning along I-295. That's near Murchison Road, which is right by Fort Liberty. Officials tell us just before 8 a.m., military police are joining the investigation. The employee who was killed working for Levin Contracting Company in Robbinsville, a name has not been released. We are also working to learn what caused that crash.
And breaking news out of Raleigh, where police have a motel blocked off after a woman was shot there. This happened after 4 this morning at the Budget Inn extended stay on South Wilmington Street. That's where Michael Grace is right now in the WRL Breaking News Tracker. Michael.
Yeah, Jeff, the good news is that woman is expected to be okay, taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. But you can see investigators still out here and checking out one of the rooms here at the motel. I want to get you to this video, though, from the WREL Breaking News Tracker. You can see the entire parking lot blocked off and the real focus on room 26. They've got that second set of crime tape around that room, so investigators have been in and out of there. They were talking to any people in the area earlier this morning. Now, the Raleigh Watch Commander was not able to tell us if anybody is in custody at this time. They did say that there's no threat to the public, but again, we're still trying to figure out what exactly happened leading up to this shooting. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WREL News.
And breaking news in Durham, a man is recovering in the hospital after an early morning shooting. Police say the man flagged them down along Bacon Street, that's near Durham Tech, around 12:30 this morning. First responders took him to get treatment. The man is expected to survive. Investigators have not said if they've made any arrests.
Well, this is such a treat for us. Two top soccer clubs in the world, Chelsea and Wrexham, will square off today in the Triangle. People from all over the world, all 50 U.S. states and many other countries are in town for this game, including what we hear, Wrexham owner Ryan Reynolds. WRL's Laura Levine explains how this is going to affect traffic and if you can still get tickets.
There is a lot of excitement in the air here in Chapel Hill, and that's because Chapel Hill is typically known for getting this type of attention for basketball, but not today. Keenan Stadium will welcome people from across the globe for the 2023 FC Series with Chelsea versus Wrexham. You're looking at the fan zone where later today people will be tailgating out here before the big matchup. So that means traffic will be heavy. I spoke with the assistant police chief who recommends drivers avoid Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to come into town. Routes will detour starting at 4 p.m. Highlighted in the yellow here shows directions from I-40 East. You want to take 15501 to exit 270. And highlighted in green, if you take I-40 West, you'll get on to NC-54 to take exit 273A.
We have a lot of people who bike and walk on any given day. It'll be even more because of the game. And it's important that the cars are looking out for those people and driving in a way that keeps everybody safe.
And Chapel Hill is the first stop on the team's first U.S. tour. Tickets are sold out and many surrounding hotels are booked up. The game will bring in about $15 million into the local economy. And as far as parking goes, all Keenan Stadium parking lots will open at 5:30 this afternoon, but you have to purchase those parking spots ahead of time. We have more information on parking and how to get here on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News in Chapel Hill.
The Wake County Public School System has a new leader. The school board named Robert Taylor as superintendent at its meeting last night. Taylor previously led Bladen County Schools for 10 years and later served as deputy state superintendent. He succeeds Caddy Moore, who retired back in June. Board members said Taylor's extensive background and proven ability to lead stood out to them. WREL education reporter Emily Walkenhorst says Taylor will face big challenges, including overcrowding at schools, working on fixing the bus driver shortage, and addressing school safety.
The school board did a survey of residents earlier this year. What would you like to see in a new superintendent? And they really listed a lot of things. They wanted experience. They wanted somebody who could really work with the community. So, it's a new day in Wake County come October 1st, but, some of the issues will be just ongoing issues.
And you can read more about these issues on WREL.com/education.
Mega Millions jackpot just keeps growing. And once again, no grand prize winner in last night's drawing. So the jackpot for the next one is now estimated $720 million. The take-home cash option, $370 million. Last night's winning numbers, 19, 22, 31, 37, 54. The Mega Ball was 18, the Mega Plier was 4, and the next drawing is Friday night right here on WRAL. And the Powerball craze isn't slowing down. You'll win the third largest prize in the game's history if you can win this jackpot. It's now above $1 billion. The drawing will be live right here on WRAL just before our 11 p.m. news. The Chelsea-Wrexham soccer match, not the only soccer game to get excited about this week. The Women's World Cup gets started as well. That tournament kicks off tomorrow, half a world away, Australia and New Zealand. The U.S. women play their first game Friday night, 9 o'clock against Vietnam. And we'll also have our eyes on six different NC Courage players representing their respective countries. You can catch all the action beginning tomorrow morning here on Fox 50. So they'll be playing soccer, so that means our 7 a.m. newscasts all through the morning will air on WRL News Plus on channel 34. That's over the air or on Spectrum cable channel 1257.
Coming up, new developments in a decades-long investigation into who killed rapper Tupac Shakur, what we've learned about a search warrant that was recently carried out.
And the hype for what's being called Barbenheimer has just exploded. Coming up, we break down the two very different films that are helping to fuel a healthy competition in the film industry.
Our focus today is going to be on the chance for some severe storms this afternoon and again tomorrow. I'll walk you through the timeline for both days coming up.
Welcome back on your cloudy Wednesday morning. This is a live look over Pinehurst. A couple golfers out there, probably a good time to get the golf in now because it's cloudy. You're watching WRL News, available on Hulu and the WRL app on your TV or streaming device. Maybe cloudy, but it's still feeling muggy out there. I'm sure they are wearing shorts, Elizabeth. And also, we're preparing for a level one risk for today, so get it in now.
Yeah, this is what we're focusing on today. Yesterday, it was all about the air quality. Today, we're back to that chance of thunderstorms. One or two of these could produce some wind damage later on today, and it does include our entire viewing area. We see this again tomorrow, too. We'll take a look at that in a second. But let's take a look at the big picture. We've got some thunderstorms that have been developing along the stationary front back to the west. One of those disturbances kind of swung up through Virginia. That didn't end up creating any issues for us here in North Carolina. But this one here has really weakened considerably. It came through the mountains, through Charlotte, but it's holding together with just a little bit of lightning. We've got more of these that are going to be coming down the pike our way, which will bring us a chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms for the next couple of days. So looking at this here, a little bit of lightning still showing up with this, kind of the big picture. You can see it's down here in the sand hills. We'll widen out the view a little bit. So seeing some showers here in the northern part of Moore County, some of those in Sanford, Pittsburgh. That's going to slide on over into Harnett County and into Wake County, but the rain will dissipate pretty quickly there. So I wouldn't expect to see much, maybe a quick sprinkle. We're definitely seeing a lot of cloud cover that's being sent our way because of this disturbance rolling in. And you can see where a few of those showers do try to hold together, say, from like 9 to 10 o'clock, and then potentially a little bit of a break, and then just isolated activity through the afternoon. We'll pause it there at 5 o'clock. We'll roll it ahead to 7 o'clock. I know a lot of folks are headed to the Chelsea-Wexham match this evening in Chapel Hill. Our chance for thunderstorms there isn't zero, but you can see we don't have a lot of coverage. So holding out hope that everything's going to be nice and dry for folks there. We'll continue to have a chance of some showers and storms, mostly in our southern counties through the evening hours. We take a look at futurecast for today, and we're looking at that potential for those afternoon and evening thunderstorms. We're going to bump it on up and take a look at tomorrow, too. Here's a look at tomorrow. Starting at 7 a.m., we have this potential for a line of thunderstorms to roll through on the earlier side. I think that as we get more model runs in, that it'll show a slower progression of this line. So I think, you know, somewhere around lunchtime into the middle of the afternoon, we're going to have that line of storms. That certainly looks like it has a better potential for bringing severe storms. We may have another line that rolls through tomorrow around 8 o'clock. So for tomorrow, we do have a level 2 risk for severe storms around Fayetteville, back over towards, Chatham County, Lee County, and definitely Moore County. Looking at a level 1 risk for most of the rest of us for tomorrow. Here's a live look at what's happening. A lot of cloud cover out there right now. It's going to feel hazy today. Not so much because of the smoke like we saw yesterday, but just because there's a lot of moisture in the atmosphere. We're going 40% chance today, 50% chance tomorrow of that chance of storms. Tracking the tropics, we're still watching Tropical Storm Dawn with 40-mile-per-hour winds now, maybe 50-mile-per-hour winds by the weekend, but it still looks to move into the North Atlantic and not affect land. The next 3 days, highs will be in the low 90s with lots of humidity. It'll feel like around 100, but at this point, we're not looking at a heat advisory. And then a nice little break over the weekend. Our humidity moves out, our temperatures drop a little bit, and it'll be more comfortable to be outside, Brian.
8:17 right now. Let's take a look at traffic. Just getting reports of a crash on the south side of Central Cary at Maynard Road at Kildare Farm Road. And we are seeing some delays, especially on Maynard Road this morning. That reportedly is a crash with injuries. Still have this crash over on the west side of Apex, and the delays are really building. This is at 64 and Richardson Road, and it appears to be affecting eastbound lanes. Delays now begin all the way back around the county line, the Chatham-Wake County line, and extend all the way out toward Jenks Road. So it is a rough go for you coming in from the eastern side of Chatham. Chatham County back toward Apex. Also still have these delays on southbound 885 in Durham with an earlier crash between the 147 and Ellis Road areas. About a 4-minute delay overall on 885. It's holding pretty steady there, not getting any worse, certainly. On the northbound side of 885, you're in good shape from I-40 all the way up toward the 147 split and beyond. Around Raleigh right now, I'm watching some delays on 40 westbound, the usual congestion between Lake Wheeler Road out toward the US 1 interchange. Also a little bit of a backup on 440 westbound approaching Capitol Boulevard. But these other incidents in Raleigh still not causing any problems as far as we can tell on sensors.
There may be a breakthrough this morning in a decades-long investigation into the murder of rapper Tupac Shakur. Las Vegas police say they carried out a search warrant at a location on Monday in connection with the case. Investigators did not say exactly where that search took place or who was involved. Shakur was shot and killed in 1996. His murder happened in Las Vegas while he was leaving a boxing match at MGM Grand Hotel.
Tiger Woods may no longer be heading to court over a battle with his ex-girlfriend. The New York Post reports Erica Herman has dropped her $30 million lawsuit against the golf legend. She had accused Woods of locking her out of a seaside mansion they shared in Florida after their breakup. That's after, she says, the two agreed that she would be allowed to stay for 5 more years. In a separate case that is still pending, Herman is suing Woods to get out of a non-disclosure agreement that she signed back in 2017.
Franklin County is leading the charge in death by distribution charges as a way to fight the opioid epidemic. The county special operations unit says the charge is a tool to reduce overdoses. In 2021, an average of 11 North Carolinians died each day from one. The new charge went into effect in the beginning of 2020, and it imposes hefty sentences for drug dealers who sell to someone who dies. The sergeant of special operations says the work is a personal mission.
For us anyway, I think it's just a way for us to bring closure to families so that they can see that justice has been served in a sense when we can't make an arrest.
Only three other counties have more death by distribution charges: Harnett, Cabarrus, and Rockingham counties.
Well, here's a warning. As many of you get ready to board your pets and take off for summer vacation, kennels and vets are seeing an uptick in respiratory illnesses in dogs. Carolina Ranch Animal Hospital in Johnston County posted notices telling people with dogs that are sick to wait outside the office. Despite requiring up-to-date vaccinations, no kennel can stop dogs from contracting respiratory illnesses. Dr. Steve Marks, the director of medical services of NC State's College of Veterinary Medicine, says there are warning signs that you should watch for.
Really, a dog struggling to breathe, so the respiratory rate is very high. If there's any tinge of purple, bluish, non-pink, so anything that's not pink in the oral cavity, so the gums, the tongue, then that's probably an emergency and they should be seen by a veterinarian right away.
And veterinarians say kennel cough is common and treatable, but coughing can also be a sign of more serious diseases.
Police in Alabama are revealing more about their investigation into the 2-day search for Carly Russell. Officers announced last night Russell visited a Target store and bought some snacks on the same night she disappeared last week. But investigators say those items were not found in or near her car on the side of the highway where she called 911 to report a child walking alone. Authorities also say they have not located any evidence of a toddler walking in that area. Russell showed up several days later at her parents' home alone.
Mark your calendars for the movie event of the year. What's being called Barbenheimer could bring the biggest crowds to theaters in 4 years. People here in the Triangle and across the country are planning to take part in this double feature, seeing both Barbie and Oppenheimer. And people are posting about their plans and what they plan to wear. One movie chain executive with AMC says more than 40,000 fans already bought tickets to see both movies. Some are planning to do it back to back.
Durham Public Schools kicks off its new summer reading program today. The We Are Readers program is taking place on the DPS Facebook page. It starts at 4 this afternoon. Today's program includes a book talk on Project Hail Mary and a live reading of the book Red. Further discussions and readings will happen on the DPS Facebook page each Wednesday through the end of August.
Well, you're invited out today to celebrate the opening of Wendell's new town hall. A ribbon-cutting ceremony is set from 4 until 6 this afternoon. Guided tours will start tomorrow. And the new town hall building is located at 409 Landing View Drive.
Artificial intelligence is being used to reimagine Johnny Cash singing some unexpected songs.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life and blessed, it's fantastic.
Oh my, the video is from an account called There, I Ruined It. Boy, did they. It's gotten more than 600,000 views, though, since it posted last week. It's a medley with Cash's voice, also singing Wannabe by the Spice Girls, and Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, no.
Kind of want
to
hear that.
All right. Coming up, the $1 billion Powerball jackpot is growing this morning as people rush to get their last-minute tickets. In our next half hour, we break down the odds of winning everything.
Plus, a new clue this morning in the months-long search for the girl who disappeared after getting off her school bus near Charlotte.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey, and we are following a level one severe risk for most of our viewing area today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner times everything out for us.
Yeah, looking to move things back to our chance for afternoon and evening thunderstorms today and tomorrow in particular. That level one risk for today, mostly for the afternoon and evening. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat, but we do have some rain, and we had a little bit of lightning with this. This is moving mostly into Chatham and Moore County over into Lee County right now, so don't be surprised to see a little bit of that patchy rain, and it may hold together all the way into Wake County and Harnett County too, just for some light scattered showers. We take a look at Chapel Hill, looking at a lot of cloud cover out there right now. It's extremely muggy this morning too. If you're thinking of heading out for some exercise, already it feels fairly uncomfortable. We'll see a high of 92 this afternoon, feeling more like 101. Brian?
Elizabeth, I'm tracking some big delays in western Wake County right now with a crash on 64 right around Richardson Road and Jenks Road on the west side of Apex. Delays now begin all the way back into Chatham County on 64 eastbound, so it is a slow ride there. If you can pick it up from Jenks Road, you'll be on the other side of those delays. Also in South Cary, watch for a crash at Maynard at Kildare Farm Road. That's a crash with injuries. Still seeing some delays showing up through there. And in Durham on 885 southbound, lingering backups from an earlier crash on 885 southbound between 147 and Ellis Road.
Thanks, Brian. Raleigh police blocked off a motel this morning after a woman was shot there. This happened after 4 o'clock this morning at the Budget Inn extended stay on South Wilmington Street. The woman was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And next on Fox 50, a man is injured after an early morning shooting in Durham. And then on Today, Martha Stewart is live in studio.
Shot in 4K ultra-high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
A woman was shot early this morning in Raleigh, and Michael Grace is at that scene right now on the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. We'll tell you where investigators have blocked off this motel.
And we're talking about our chance for thunderstorms this afternoon and tomorrow. We have a potential for some severe storms both days. I'll walk you through the timeline.
And today is the day. People from across the globe will be right here in Chapel Hill for the 2023 FC Series with Chelsea versus Wrexham. I'll explain everything you need to know ahead of the big event.
Today marks the third time in history that the Powerball jackpot is over $1 billion. Coming up, I'll tell you what your chances are of becoming the big winner.
There's still chances of becoming a big winner. She's going to tell us all about it. Thank you for staying with us. I'm Michelle McConaughey. You going to play?
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, like I said, there's no stopping now. I'm in too deep.
Exactly. You got to keep playing. Is it $2 to play? Yeah, it's $2. You never know.
I lost during this whole stretch. So.
Me too. It's all right.
It's Got to be a payoff somewhere, right? Elizabeth Gardner in the WIRS Severe Weather Center right now. That's severe risk we see behind you.
Yeah, this covers the whole state for it today. But our best chance of any severe storms would be down to the south later this afternoon. And probably just one or two storms could reach severe criteria. But we're looking at the potential again tomorrow. Here's what we're seeing happening right now. We're seeing a little cell here with some heavy rain, maybe a strike or two of lightning. That's moving into Chatham County. We'll go ahead and zoom in on this area. And you can see that moving across parts of Siler City over toward Pittsburgh, some scattered showers in Sanford. That's starting to move over into Wake County and Harnett County as well. This is not severe, but if you happen to be right there in southwestern Chatham County, it's going to be raining heavily briefly as that cell moves on through. We can see that continuing to push through across the area over the next hour to 2 hours, and then potentially a break around lunchtime or so. It's likely to be a bit more cloudy today than it was yesterday, but definitely our air quality is looking better. We'll see a few isolated storms late afternoon and maybe a few more through the evening, but you can see the coverage is fairly slim. I know a lot of folks that headed to the Big Soccer match in Chapel Hill are worried about some thunderstorms. You can see our coverage today isn't great, so that's good news. Looking at a level one risk around the Triangle and a level two risk in the Sandhills for tomorrow, so we're on the hook for it again tomorrow. We talked about our air quality. That was our big weather story yesterday. We're in code yellow right now, which is pretty typical for summertime, pretty normal conditions for us, and that is our forecast from the Division of Air Quality for today. It's 80 degrees in the Triangle area. 75 is our dew point. That's way up there. It's a very, very sticky, moist air mass right now. We'll see a high of 93 this afternoon. It'll feel more like 101. And of course, we may see some stray storms, especially in the south.
Breaking news we are following. Within the past hour, we have confirmed a State Department of Transportation contractor was hit and killed by a car while picking up litter on the side of the road. This happened yesterday morning along I-295 near Murchison Road, which is right by Fort Liberty. You see it on this map here. Officials told us just about a half hour ago that military police are joining in with this investigation. The employee who was killed worked for Lovin Contracting Company in Robbinsville. The name of the person who was hit and killed has not been released. We're also working to learn what led up to that crash.
And more breaking news. Raleigh police blocked off a motel this morning after a woman was shot there. This happened after 4 o'clock this morning at the Budget Inn extended stay on South Wilmington Street. Michael Grace spent the morning at that scene in the WRL Breaking News Tracker.
Yeah, well, the good news is that woman is expected to be okay, was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. And I want to get you to this video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker of what the scene looked like. As you mentioned, that entire parking lot blocked off. And this was just about an hour after the call came in. And the real focus is on one specific room, room 26. You can see that second set of crime tape surrounding it, officers going in and out. They were also seen around the parking lot just trying to get anyone to talk about what they saw. Now, the Raleigh Watch Commander right now isn't able to tell us if anybody is in custody. They did say that there is no threat to the public, but again, we're still working to find out what led up to this shooting. In Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And breaking news in Durham, a man is recovering in the hospital after an early morning shooting. We learned after 8 a.m. the actual shooting happened on Troy Street, where the police say the man later flagged them down along Bacon Street near Durham Tech. That was around 12:30 this morning, and first responders took him to get treatment. The man is expected to survive. Investigators haven't said if they've made any arrests.
Two top soccer teams, Chelsea and Wrexham, will square off today in the Triangle, and people from all over the world are in town for this game, including, apparently, Wrexham's owner, Ryan Reynolds. WRL's Laura Levine explains how this is going to impact traffic and if you can still get tickets.
There is a lot of excitement in the air here in Chapel Hill, and that's because Chapel Hill is typically known for getting this type of attention for basketball, but not today. Keenan Stadium will welcome people from across the globe for the 2023 FC Series with Chelsea versus Wrexham. You're looking at the fan zone where later today people will be tailgating out here before the big matchup. So that means traffic will be heavy. I spoke with the assistant police chief who recommends drivers avoid Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard to come into town. Routes will detour starting at 4 p.m. Highlighted in the yellow here shows directions from I-40 East. You want to take 15501 to exit 270, and highlighted in green if you take I-40 West, you'll get on to NC-54 to take exit 273A.
We have a lot of people who bike and walk on any given day. It'll be even more because of the game. And it's important that, you know, the cars are looking out for those people and you know, driving in a way that keeps everybody safe.
And Chapel Hill is the first stop on the team's first U.S. tour. Tickets are sold out and many surrounding hotels are booked up. The game will bring in about $15 million into the local economy. And as far as parking goes, all Keenan Stadium parking lots will open at 5:30 this afternoon, but you have to purchase those parking spots ahead of time. We have more information on parking and how to get here on WREL.com. Laura Levine, WREL News in Chapel Hill.
Wake County Schools has a new superintendent to oversee its 160,000 students. Robert Taylor will lead the school system starting October 1st. He served as a deputy state superintendent and as superintendent of Bladen County Schools for 10 years. He also spent time with the Clinton City School District. State Superintendent Catherine Truitt gave her stamp of approval for her former colleague, pointing to his ability to take on challenges like school security.
Rob is an expert in this area, so that's one thing I think he is automatically going to be able to hit the ground running on. And I know from surveys and from talking to parents that school safety is top of mind.
One board member voted no last night. Cheryl Caulfield said that she wasn't against Taylor, just the $326,000 salary he'll receive. Taylor did not attend last night's school board meeting. WREL made contact with him by phone, and he declined an interview at that time. You can read seven of the biggest challenges Taylor faces on WREL.com/education.
Another Mega Millions drawing has come and gone without a big winner. The jackpot for the next drawing is now an estimated $720 million, and the take-home cash option is just under $370 million. Last night's winning numbers were these on your screen: 19, 22, 31, 37, 54, and the Mega Ball was 18. The Mega Plier was 4. The next drawing is set for Friday night right on WREL. And who wants to be a billionaire? Anybody? The third biggest Powerball jackpot drawing ever is happening tonight. The jackpot may get bigger as today people buy tickets. WREL's Kelsey Coffey joins us with some statistics on how likely you are to win it all.
More than $52 million worth of Powerball tickets have been sold in North Carolina since the last jackpot winner. And you've probably seen signs that look like this outside of gas stations or convenience stores that say $999 million because the sign can't even read $1 billion. And if you win tonight's $1 billion Powerball, you're pretty lucky, right? But just how lucky are you? I caught up with UNC statistics professor Jan Honig to find out. He says there's about a 30% chance that someone will win the $1 billion Powerball tonight, but there's only a 1 in 292 million chance that that person will be you.
If you go to a Major League Baseball game, sit in the lower seats, lower tier, and you catch three foul balls, not one, not two, but three foul balls while sitting at your seat. That's about your chance.
That's actually the same chance that you would have to be struck by lightning twice in your lifetime. I spoke with the manager who works at this gas station, and she says that people have already spent hundreds of dollars on tickets, and that was before 7 a.m., so I'm sure that that number will only go up throughout the day. And you can catch tonight's drawing right here on WREL at 11 p.m. Kelsey Coffey, WREL News in Raleigh.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Russia launching a second night of a massive attack on the Ukraine port city of Odessa. This is brand new video into our newsroom this morning of that attack. You can see the bombed out buildings, crews working to put out fires from those explosions. The Ukrainian military says its air defense systems were engaged in the early morning hours today, repelling that Russian air attack. No word yet on casualties or injuries. Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed to retaliate after Ukraine claimed responsibility for a bridge attack recently, which is a vital route for Russia's war effort. This is also coming after about a day or two after Russia pulls out of a major grain deal that allowed Ukraine to export grain to other parts of the world. We keep monitoring it here in the WRA Live Center.
All right, thanks, Ken. The arrest of a suspected serial killer on Long Island is setting off alarm bells for police departments in other states. Why officers in Las Vegas think he could be tied to cold cases there.
Well, it's a dangerous situation for people on a Delta flight after being stuck on the plane for hours without AC and outside temperatures reaching 110 degrees.
And this is a live look outside Zebulon. Coming up, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will tell us when the best chances for storms are today.
.44 breaking news right now in Apex. We've been tracking this crash on 64 right around Richardson Road, and we've learned now that that eastbound side of 64 is closed. We saw some big backups earlier, and apparently that crash is serious enough that they have closed that eastbound side of 64. Best alternate route this morning is going to be Olive Chapel Road out to Richardson Road, and then from there you can rejoin 64 on the other side of that closure. Also tracking a crash on the south side of Durham, although it looks like it may have cleared up in the past couple of minutes on I-40 right around 55. Not seeing big delays at this point, but we'll keep our eyes on that, let you know how it's developing. And Elizabeth, you're tracking showers.
Yeah, we got a lot of cloud cover out there for this morning, and our focus today is going to be on that potential for scattered thunderstorms today and tomorrow. We do have some showers that have moved into our southwestern counties. Let's zoom in here, and you can see some of that rain pushing into Sanford. A little heavy cell here just moved through Siler City, headed toward Pittsboro, and eventually into Wake and possibly Durham counties. It's not severe, but just don't be surprised if you have some rain and maybe a little bit heavy. Some showers continue up until around lunchtime, but they'll be isolated, and then more isolated showers and a potential for a thunderstorm during the afternoon. But you can see our coverage is pretty minimal. We're going with about a 40% chance for today, and that takes us all the way out till 11 o'clock. So we do have that level one risk for severe storms for today, and we also have the chance of some scattered storms for tomorrow as well. Of course, a lot of folks are wondering whether or not the match between Chelsea and Wrexham will end up with showers and thunderstorms. It looks a little less likely the farther north you go, so there's a chance of a thunderstorm, but I think the potential there is on the minimal side. It's going to be a really hot, sticky day. It's still going to be humid at 7 o'clock, but we'll drop it down to around 83, 80 at 9 o'clock, and 77 at 11, so it should feel a little bit better this evening. Tomorrow, we have a level one risk for severe storms for most of us, but our southwestern counties are under a level two risk, so that's where we'd have a better chance of seeing some storms that could produce some wind damage. I'm taking a look at our air quality. Early this morning, we had a little area of orange in our viewing area, but we're back down to yellow, and that is our forecast for the state today. So air quality should be much better than yesterday, but it's cloudy right now, and it's also hazy, not as much smoke, not as many pollution particulates in the atmosphere, but it's still a pretty stuffy day out there. If you're planning to head out to Dix Park to see the sunflowers in full bloom, I would go before lunchtime, but know that there may be an isolated shower. We'll see a high of 93 this afternoon, but it'll feel more like 101. Our dew point is way up there at 75. It feels very tropical across our area currently. And we have temperatures that'll be in the low 90s for highs for the next 3 days. So each day, our heat index will be close to 100. It's not likely to push up above 105. If it did, we'd be looking at heat advisory. But it looks like that heat's beginning to back off just a little bit for Thursday. The last couple of days, it looked like maybe a heat advisory for Thursday. Our front comes through on Friday. Not a lot of rain with it, but it will scour out some of that humidity and drop our temperatures to around 90 Saturday and Sunday, so it should feel a lot more comfortable this weekend.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. New developments in the Gilgo Beach murders investigation. Police in Las Vegas are now reviewing unsolved murder cases for any possible connection to the suspect. Rex Huerman, who is charged with three cold case murders on Long Island, owns property in Las Vegas. According to property records, the suspected serial killer and his wife bought two Vegas timeshare condos over the years. A spokesperson for the Las Vegas Police Department say they're reviewing unsolved cases to see if he was involved. Investigators say he also owned a property in South Carolina.
Also new developments in the case of Madalena Kojikari. She's the girl who vanished after getting off her school bus near Charlotte last November. Unsealed court documents show her mother believes Madalena's stepfather may have given her away for money. The documents released to our partners at WCNC in Charlotte also show there were possible sightings of that girl in December in Sugar Mountain and Linville up in our western North Carolina mountains. Police say they have a photo of the girl with a man who is her only known blood relative in the U.S. The records also show that during a recorded jail call, the girl's mother discussed a big bag of money and the theory that her stepfather sold her. Madalena's mother and stepfather are both in jail for failing to report her missing.
Former President Trump is addressing another round of potential criminal charges against him. Trump appeared at a town hall event in Iowa last night, hosted by Fox News, and he spoke against the DOJ and special counsel Jack Smith, who he says is now targeting him in the investigation of the January 6th riot.
It's election interference. Never been done like this in the history of our country, and it's a disgrace. What's happening to our country, whether it's the borders or the elections or kinds of things like this, where the DOJ has become a weapon for the Democrats, an absolute weapon.
Trump says that he received a letter from the DOJ that suggests an indictment is coming. The special counsel has not confirmed that. Now, if it's true, this will be the second indictment from the special counsel against Trump, who is running for president again next year.
Police in Philadelphia are looking for the gunman responsible for shooting and injuring five people. This happened last night, just before 9 o'clock. A crowd had gathered for a vigil for a young man who was shot and killed earlier this month. Police say at least two gunmen in a vehicle drove by and started shooting. The victims range in age from 17 to 68. The most severe was one man who was shot twice in the face. All are reported to be in stable condition.
Passengers scheduled to fly from Las Vegas to Atlanta on a Delta flight ended up waiting on a plane with no air conditioning, with temperatures in the triple digits outside. This happened Monday at Harry Reid Airport. Passengers were given the option of leaving the plane, but were told it may take days to get another flight to Atlanta. At least five people were wheeled off in stretchers. After 4 hours, everyone had to leave the plane. The flight was rescheduled for Tuesday morning, but was canceled again. Delta apologized and said it was investigating.
Today, you can get some relief from the heat with a free box fan from the Salvation Army of Wake County. The organization has 128 of those fans to give away at the Center of Hope on Capitol Boulevard. It's happening today. This is video of last year's giveaway. The Salvation Army partnered with Ace Hardware Stores for the donation drive that ended last week. So the giveaway now happening from 9 to 11 this morning starts in 10 minutes. Well, this week we've already seen a triple digit heat index. You might be thinking about ways to keep cool with your families. WRL lifestyle editor Kathy Hanrahan takes us to a budget-friendly water park in Kinston.
Just over an hour from Raleigh sits a budget-friendly option to beat the summer heat. Lions Water Adventure Park is located beside the Kinston Community Center. The park features three water slides, a kiddie lagoon, and a lazy river the length of a football field. The park is a great option for families with smaller children. Admission is free for those 2 years and younger. During the week, admission is $10 per person. That price goes up on Friday through Sunday to $15 per person. Kathy Hanrahan, WRAL News.
And at WRL.com, family section, it has more water park coverage, including video of what it's like to ride on the Lions Water Adventure Park Lazy River.
Sure is a lot of fun. Well, WRL caught up with a group singing the national anthem tonight for the Chelsea-Wrexham game. The UNC Clubhangers are an a cappella group made up of current UNC students and alumni. The group said they're ready to usher in all the excitement.
Just really excited about an opportunity to do this.
And it seems like the campus is really excited too. Yeah. Like, I've been biking around campus doing, like, taking summer school classes, and they got like all these tents and like events and stuff set up around the bell tower. They got crazy construction going around. All the stadium drive is blocked off right now. There's a lot of hype on campus.
Yeah, there sure is. You can catch our live reports from the field beginning tonight on WREL.
Target is changing its dress code for employees, and now they can wear shorts to work. The announcement comes as much of the country is dealing with record-breaking heat. Target used to only allow employees to work outside, who work outside, to wear shorts. The new dress code does not specify shorts have to be khaki. They can be any solid color.
A dog named Otis is safe after a group of teen hikers carried him down a trail. Salt Lake City native Brett Peterson was backpacking with his son when his dog Otis suddenly collapsed. He noticed that Otis's paws were bloodied and he couldn't move. Peterson met with another camping group that morning who gave him a tarp to try and carry the heavy dog down, but he and his 17-year-old son struggled to make it. They ran into a young men's group and the teens helped carry Otis down that 4-mile trail. Good for them. We'll be right back with more weather, traffic, and news.